Timeout Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
That's a nice gesture the NFL is doing. Going to play the Negro National the Black National Anthem. I mean, James Weldon Johnson's Lift Every Voice and Sing is the Negro National Anthem, but I can understand white people not being sure where they stand with a perfectly fine word like Negro. I mean, all N-words are not created equally. But the point of the matter is the Black National Anthem is going to come through stadium speakers before kickoff of every game during the opening week of the season. If there is a season. If some of y'all stop going to bars without wearing masks, half drunk, all up in each other's faces, yelling because the music's too loud. But after the Black National Anthem is played, then comes the traditional national anthem, at which some NFL players will take a knee to protest the mistreatment of Black people in America. Not, listen to me, not to protest the American flag. No, to protest what's happening to Black people under the American flag. Now, the problem here is a lot of people still just are not getting that. So what taking a knee will end up continuing to do is detracting from the protest, convoluting the message. Real easy fix, though. Week one of the NFL season arrives. Hey, got to wear those masks now. Look, if you want football, get your mask on. But it's week one, right? Almost time for kickoff. The Black National Anthem is played. Lift every voice and sing. Okay, then comes the traditional national anthem. Oh, say can you see? And then after that, after the Star Spangled Banner, then those who want to take a knee, take a knee. In silence. All eyes on them. Everything paused for an undeniable call.
No.
Take that for data.
For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to UrbanMediaToday.com. That's UrbanMediaToday.com. Keep you connected from the fields to the stands. I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Timeout Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio. Yeah.